Gary, two league titles in 3 years, you must be buzzing.
Oh, absolutely buzzing. Like two in 3 years, as you say. It took us 30 years to get one back, and now we've two and three. And I don't think anybody can complain or be bitter or take it away from us. We've been top of the league from the very first day, and we finished top, obviously, today. So, look, give credit where credit's due. A bunch of boys that I have in the club and the few that I took in have given me everything. I'm being so committed to the cause. So many questions have been asked these boys. Since we won our last league, we've lost some massive key players and people doubting us and saying things about us and writing things about us and papers about a one-man team, and people's gone, they're nothing without this, that lad, and there's your answer.
Yeah. And it really was a team effort today.
Aqua said it out, it was a team effort. Look, we know them boys out there older are going to put it up to you, and look, they had to come in and beat us to force a playoff, and look, we made it clear in the build-up of the game, this ain't going to a playoff. We're taking it by the scruff of the neck today, and don't let it go, and don't let it slip, and that's what we've went and done.
Yeah. Was there a danger going into the game, the fact that you only needed the draw, that, you know, that could be at the back of people's minds, that maybe they wouldn't be pushing as hard?
No, definitely not. We never discussed the draw all week. We just spoke about not getting beat. And we spoke about trying to get up the pitch and try and create chances, and not to be sitting in and put 11 men behind the ball and make it a long day. And look, give credit to the two goals that we scored. I thought were Keelan Doherty's goal was an absolute bullet, and then Bart roasted him. I don't know who it was down that line, crossed it in. Bit unlucky for Aaron, but we got a wee bit of luck from, I think it was one of their players put into his own net, but look, we fully deserved the goal.
Yeah, and this season, I mean, arguably one of the toughest, if not the toughest ever Premier Division to win, because Clonmany and Alia weren't too far off it, and it all came down to the final game.
Aye, look, it's got tougher because the simple reason that there's qualified coaches coming into their league to take over teams. You've got Declan Lynch from Derry, who's taken over Alia. He knows the game. You've Marty Doherty come into Clonmany, knows the game, he's qualified in some of his badges. And once you've got people qualified in a league and know how to set up teams, then it's only going to get tighter. And look, it's great for the league, but like, there was a lot of poor PRO and towards our club 2 weeks ago up in Alia in an away game. Like, there was an incident happened, and there was a lot of stuff dragged through and a lot of stuff said in the press and said in the papers. It wasn't nice to read, and that drove us on as well to get over that final hurdle, knowing like that people was kind of against you and saying things about you that wasn't true, and it wasn't nice, and we discussed that well in depth in the change, and we're like, look, we're not letting this one go. We have to go and do it today, like, and thank God we've done it today.
And the spirit out there from the players, from the word go, they gave it everything.
Oh, look, without a doubt, you'll never, ever, ever let anybody question them boys' ability to work so hard and not lie down, ever. Like, I've been with them for 4 years, or there's one or two comes and goes, but the core of the squad's still here, and that's one thing I'll never let anybody as question, what their commitment to Bunker and Hearts Football Club, because it's phenomenal, and they're getting their hearts.
And finally, you know, at various age levels, there's plenty of people coming through. The future looks bright for everyone connected with Buncrana.
Aye, okay, it's underage is going not so bad. Like, we've taken in young Jack Gill and QR this year, and they've come through from the underage setup. With young Elliot Friel came in, done well at the start of the season. He's committed to GA. Look, as I said, I'd wish him the best of luck in the GA and hope it works out for him. So they're young as have come through the system, and we've always tried to plug one or two every year. And so long as we keep doing that, the more chance we have of having a core of a local crowd of lads who know what it means they play for the town, and know what it means they won for the town, and also know what it means when you get beat. It hurts when you get beat. So while we have that in our locker, we'll be here, there, thereabouts.
And the celebrations tonight will be well deserved.
Without a doubt, they will. Look, it's a long year, but it's probably the shortest year we've had since we started, because we're out of a couple of cup finals. So without a doubt, we'll be celebrating on the Monday or Tuesday. That's for sure.